New heading, The Social Mirror. If the only vision we have of ourselves comes from the social mirror, that is from the current social paradigms and from the opinions, perceptions, and paradigms of the people around us, our view of ourselves would be like the reflection in the crazy mirror room at the carnival. You might hear things like this. You're never on time. Why can't you ever keep things in order? You must be an artist. You eat like a horse. I can't believe you won. This is so simple. Why can't you understand? These visions are disjointed and all out of proportion. They are often more projections than reflections, projecting the concerns and character weaknesses of people giving the input rather than accurately reflecting what we are. The reflection of the current social paradigm tells us that we are largely determined by conditioning and conditions. While we have acknowledged the tremendous power of conditioning in our lives, to say that we are determined by it, that we have no control over that influence, creates quite a different map. There are actually three social maps, three theories of determinism widely accepted, independently or in combination, to explain the nature of man. Genetic determinism basically says that your grandparents did it to you. That's why you have such a temper. Your grandparents had short tempers, and it's in your DNA. It just goes through the generations. You inherited it. In addition, you're Irish, and that's the nature of Irish people. Psychic determinism basically says that your parents did it to you. Your upbringing, your childhood experience, essentially laid out your personal tendencies and your character structure. That's why you're afraid to be up in front of a group. It's the way your parents brought you up. You feel terribly guilty if you make a mistake because you remember deep inside the emotional scripting when you were very vulnerable and tender and dependent. You remember the emotional punishment, the rejection, the comparison with somebody else when you didn't perform as well as expected. Environmental determinism basically says your boss is doing it to you, or your spouse, or that bratty teenager, or your economic situation, or national policies. Someone or something in your environment is responsible for your situation. Each of these maps is based on the stimulus-response theory we most often think of in connection with Pavlov's experiments with dogs. The basic idea is that we are conditioned to respond in a particular way to a particular stimulus. How accurately and functionally do these deterministic maps describe the territory? How clearly do these mirrors reflect the true nature of man? Do they become self-fulfilling prophecies? Are they based on principles we can validate within ourselves?